Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and welcome to the Sports Fiend Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and this is my sidekick, the Robin to my Batman, R. Van Thorne. Van, how we doing, man?
Oh, we all right, man. We're doing all right. What's going on with you?
All right, Van, we continue our NFL breakdown, man. The Olympics is over. USA won 2 gold. We're going to discuss that today. And we also going to discuss Madden and how Madden has changed throughout the years. But first, man, we got to break down the NFL, man. The season's up on us, man. And guess what? We got to work our way to the AFC East. Man, let's start with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Now, the Jets have had a rough summer trying to sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. He wanted a multi-year deal. They said they ain't got the money, man. So they ended up signing a one-year deal. And he got paid, man. He got paid. So he didn't get what he wanted, but he got something. So they got Ryan Fitzpatrick, their quarterback. But they don't know who their number two quarterback is. They got Petty. They drafted a number two kid in Hutchinson. They say he's not ready yet. And, Geno, man. At this point, I feel like it's over for Geno. But the Jets, they have some issues coming in. And they got Powell, they got Forte. But they were 10-6 last year, but, man, I don't know about Jets, man. I just don't know. Man, talk to me about the Jets, man.
I mean, yeah, they did sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, but to me, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a backup quarterback. I mean, I know he's their starter. He's played decent for him. But, I mean, he is not a top-tier quarterback, so I don't see Ryan Fitzpatrick taking you to that next level. As far as backup go, I mean, like you say, the Hutchinson kid their backups hadn't really produced anything. The only player he really got is Geno Smith, and Geno Smith is, you know, he plays good.
He
couple
can't do
plays,
it.
They play bad.
They say he ain't better than Bryce Petty during the preseason. He hasn't performed past Bryce Petty, and that's just horrible, man. I'm just saying that's not a good look. Well, you've been in the system, but the reason why Fitzpatrick is a starter is because he knows Chan Gailey's system. He's been with Chan Gailey for a very long time, and he knows the in and outs of that offense. The Jets, man, patchwork. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 10-6 for a bat. If you want to call him a backup, but 10-6 ain't bad for a quarterback. 10-6 ain't bad. It's like starting quarterback. They make 10-6. Their defense have to get better. They got a lot of issues going on. But man, the Jets are just—I don't trust them.
He knows his system, but he's still not a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He's not even—he's marginal at best. I mean, yeah, they got a good defense with Revis and Wilkerson. They got a bunch of good defensive players, but the offense, though, you have to score. You have to score. And why would
they
don't
score.
Have
they,
Brandon
they got,
Marshall?
They got Brandon Marshall. They got Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, and they got that kid, Devin Smith. I think another year with Devin Smith from Ohio State. I mean, they have offense. That's one thing I will say. They have a little offense to them. But it really is going to coincide with how good their defense is going to play. More than anything, their defense is really going to have to step up this year. I don't see them being no better than they were last year. If they were 10-6 last year, then they 9-7 this year. I don't think they're no better or no worse than they were last year. I don't think they made a jump or they went so far back to where they're not as good. But they're just a bad team this year. I don't think they're one of those teams.
You don't think they're one of the teams to do what? To make a jump up or jump
to make
back?
A push.
You think they're going to stay parked and stay in
there? They're going to stay where they're at. They're going to be 9-7 or 10-6 again, but are they going to beat the Patriots? No. Are they going to beat the Patriots? No.
No, they're not going to beat the Patriots. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think they're like 9-7, 8-18. I don't think, you know, even if they do win 10 games, you're not going to worry about them in the playoffs. It's not a team that you even think even going to go to the AFC conference final. I mean, they are who they are. I mean, they're just not a good team. All around, they're not a good team. I think they have good defense. You say they got weapons on offense. They have weapons, but you have to have somebody give the ball to them. At running back position, I really don't They got Forte, yeah, but, you know, Chicago, they want Forte, so, hey, I don't know what Forte
got
in the tank, left in the tank.
They got Powell.
Yeah, they got him, but
got
to me, he's not a great running back either. So, I mean, I'm just looking at what they do have on offense. Yeah, they have receivers, but I'm not sold on quarterback, and I'm definitely not sold on running game. So, I think 8-8, 9-7, that's what you're going to get out of the Jets.
Yeah, man, the Jets, the Jets just ain't going to woo you, man. They just not going to woo you. And that's okay. You don't. Sometimes you don't need to be wooed. But, you know, if the Patriots get to an 0-4 start, we'll get to that team last. But the Jets could do some things. Now, man, we got to slide down to Miami, man. Because once you talk Jets, you got to go to Miami, man. They were rivals at one point. They made that conference interesting before Tom Brady did. And we got to rock down with the Jets. Adamican Sue, Cameron Wake. Vance, what you think goes on in Miami, man? Talk to me about Miami.
Miami is a team that you just never know what you're gonna get out of. On paper, Miami should be a good team. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, I mean, he's a decent quarterback. I'm not putting him in the top tier quarterback, but he's a serviceable quarterback. You got Jarvis Landry, he's a good
receiver.
He's a
working runner. I feel like he's a working runner.
Oh, I think Jarvis Landry is on that, you know, he's on that uprise. I think Jarvis Landry would this year, he's gonna come out and show you that he is gonna be one of the good wide receivers in the NFL. I think, you know, he's gonna make it. Devin Parker, I think Devin Parker is gonna show it. He's you know, on the uptick. I'm not saying they are all pro type receivers yet, but I think they're gonna, you know, show some improvement over here. Like you said, they got Cameron Wake on defense, they got Deion Jordan. I mean, the defense have some good players. Mario Williams on the team this year. I mean, I know you're saying Mario Williams hasn't really done that much, but we do know he can rush the passer, and that's what he there for. We rush the passer. So I think Miami could be. Kiko Alonso, if he can stay healthy, he's a good player. I mean, I think Miami has a good piece of it. It's just, can they put it all together this year?
Yeah, but they secondary. They depending on Byron Maxwell to be the guy for them. Miami is so desperate for cornerbacks. They brought in Byron Maxwell and said he's their best corner. And Byron Maxwell couldn't do it. The only reason Byron Maxwell got the money he did in Philly is because he had Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas behind him. And he had Richard Sherman on one side.
I mean, you saying Byron Maxwell did have a good season in Seattle, just like you said. Philadelphia, you never know what kind of scheme these teams are playing. He might have been used to it. I'm not really going to just say Brian Maxwell was not a good pickup for them. I'm just going to say a wait and see type thing. I want to see what he can do on the field before I say, you know, well, this wasn't a good pickup for them. We know it didn't work out with Philly for him. Let's see what they're going to do with Miami. I'm not just going to give up on Maxwell yet.
Oh, he's done. I ain't even got to wait.
But see, they got a good pass rush. They're going to have a decent pass rush, so Byron Maxwell won't have to hold people that long, you know. Philadelphia didn't really have a good pass rush. I mean, besides Fletcher Cox, I really can't say anything about defense line. On Philadelphia defense line, it scares me, you know. So, you only good as your pass rush sometimes. So, I think that Miami's pass rush is going to be better than Philadelphia. So, and Byron Maxwell will not have to hold them in so long. So he can stay with these players. So I think, like I said, give him a chance. I think he might prove you wrong this year.
I just want to see Devontae Parker play better. But
yeah.
I'm really interested to seeing what Adam Gase is going to do.
But you leave me now. You know, Kenny Fields, a good wide receiver. He came from New Orleans. Kenny Fields was back in college in Oklahoma. He was a good receiver. He was a productive receiver in New Orleans. I mean, last year he did a decent job. I think Kenny Fields, with another year him and Tannehill playing together, I think Kenny Fields is going to be a good wide receiver. Like I said, I think Miami has weapons. They got Adrian Foster. Hopefully he can return back to his Pro Bowl-type plan. I think that, you know, I'm not going to say Miami is not gonna make. I'm gonna wait and see on Miami. I really can't say what record I'm gonna give Miami. I'm gonna just wait and see on Miami this year.
Oh, they 6-10. They 6-10 to work to me.
Okay, 6-10, but they can reverse that. Well, now I'm kind of jumping. I was gonna say reverse that and be 10-6, but I don't know about that. 9-7. I don't know.
Nah, man, come on, man. Stick up for them. Stick up for them. Come on.
Hey, you know, hey, I can't stick up too much. They ain't done it in the last couple of years, so I'm just, you know, I gotta be some kind of realist in this, you know. But like I said, though, they have added players. They have added decent players, you know. Players. They got Larry Thompson in the draft, who's a steal. He failed because of all the, you know, the stuff going on the internet about him smoking weed and recording himself and all the stuff he went through with his stepfather and family issues and did he take money at Ole Miss. I mean, Larry Thompson is still offensive lineman. They give you another good offensive lineman to protect your quarterback, good run block. Like I said, I think Miami can – I think they can make some noise this year, though. But you don't
all
think
right. So. Nope. Don't believe so. All right. Next, we got to go to the Buffalo Bills. Now, Buffalo Bills is what I call black quarterback you. I'm not trying to be different or trying to say that, you know, ain't a lot of black quarterbacks in the NFL. But in Buffalo, they got all the black quarterbacks. Tyrod Taylor, E.J. Manuel, Cordell Jones. Listen, Rex Ryan said one of these black quarterbacks is going to work for me. I'm going to make one of them work for me. The Jets can't, but the Bills can't get out their own way. They're getting players suspended left and right. They can't keep players. You know, the players keep messing up. It ain't so much as Rex Ryan's fault. These players can't stay out their own way. They're going to have a lot of players out, four-game suspension. You just don't know what's going to happen with the Bills each week. Somebody's hurt. Somebody's getting in trouble. They just can't stay out of trouble.
Well, like you said, the Bills are a black quarterback. I mean, they have all three. I just want to see the progression in Tyrod Taylor. Coming out of Virginia Tech, I thought Tyrod Taylor was a good quarterback. Yeah, coming out of Virginia Tech, I thought Tyrod Taylor was a good quarterback. He got in Baltimore. He got behind the quarterback in Baltimore. But I thought that, you know, with playing time, that he can be a good player. And I hope to see that progression in Tyrod Taylor, you know, this year. He played decent last year. He had some moments, some good moments. He had some moments that wasn't also good. E.J. Manuel was a backup quarterback. I thought E.J. Manuel had some good moments when he was playing. But, you know, I feel like he wasn't ready for that level yet, that level of play. I think he's a good NFL backup. You know, you add players like Reggie Bush, see what he still got in the tank. You know, you got LaShawn McCoy there. Sammy Watkins, that's what I want to see. I want to see Tyrod Taylor get the ball, Sammy Watkins. You know, Sammy Watkins came in, supposedly one of the top wide receivers in his class, and I think he was one of the top wide receivers in his class. But, you know, he is supposed to be on the next level, Julio Jones-type wide receiver. So I want to see, can he live up to that? You know, it just, you know, I really don't know. It's a Rex Ryan team, so you really don't know what you're going to get out of Rex Ryan team. You know the defense is going to play good, but what is the offense going to do? They have a good D-line, linebacker core, pretty decent. Secondary is kind of iffy, but, you know, they got good pass rush, so we'll see. What you think about them, though?
Man, I find it interesting with the Bills, you know, just I don't know, because it all depends on the first four games with New England. Like, that'll let you, if New England goes 2-2, ain't nobody else going to win.
Buffalo.
New England goes 4-4. I'm talking about New England, though. If everybody in that division, it hinges on New England. Whatever happens, it hinges on New England. Whatever you're doing, don't matter. It just doesn't. Because if New England goes 0-4 before Tom Brady comes back, it's all right. Because Tom Brady going to come back and light it up. There ain't no way any one of them teams going to win the division, especially close.
You're breaking up. I don't know. You know, I think even if New England come back 2-2, you can't just give up on. It's a new season. I mean, I know New England has won the AFC East so many years in a row, and they have dominated this conference over the last decade. But you just can't give up on these teams. I mean, it's a new year, new start. I think you should give Buffalo a chance. You never regular teams always play New England pretty good, so you never know how that's going to be. And they got to play two games. They play one up there and one at home. So we would just have to wait and see, man. I'm just going to wait and see, like I said. I'm not going to give up on them yet, but, yeah, New England is the dominant team, and we know New England probably is going to win that division. But I'm just not willing to just give up on these teams just yet, though.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. But like I said, though, don't give up on the team yet, man. We know New England is a top dog in the league. But I want to say one more thing. You have to get another wide receiver on the other side of Sammy Watkins. Somebody to step up. You know, some receiver. I mean, to step up on the other side to make him better. Because he be getting double team all the time. He just not going to show. Or triple team. You never know. But I really can't just say they have a number two wide receiver on their team this year.
Oh no! They're far from number two. They are far from number two. Man, more than anything, man, we got one more team, man. The New England Patriots, man, the cream of the crop in the division. They done held it down as much as the Colts held it down in the AFC South. Now they turned Brady out, spending four games. He ain't gonna fight it. Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever. The backup QB.
Garoppolo,
whatever. Jimmy G. JG. We're going to call him JG. He's the man right now. He's the man. Till Tom Brady get back. And I promise you, hey, if New England lose two games before Tom Brady come back, they may go 10-12. That's what I'm saying. If they lose two games, 10-4. They may go 10-4. I mean, down the way, Vance. Listen, they may go 12-4. I'm saying they're gonna lose only two games when Tom Brady get back. Maybe. She gonna like
he
stay on fire.
He just might.
But, ain't no just might. I truly believe the NFL, Roger Goodell, has made Tom Brady so angry. Remember that year? At the end, they said, all you do is cheat. He threw like 50-something touchdowns that year.
Yeah, I mean, he did. I'm not doubting what Tom Brady brings to the table. I'm just saying that, you know, you just giving the conference to New England. You just can't give it.
I'm going to keep giving it to somebody
never,
to take it away from
them. Well, I'm not going to. Yeah, and they have been the dominant team.
You the king of the mountain until someone kicked you off of them. That's always in my mind. You the NBA champion until someone become the NBA champion. You still the champ until someone like the Broncos. The Broncos still they the defending champions. They got paid.
That's what I was just
going to
say.
Until they don't make the playoffs or lose the playoffs, until someone knock them off their pedestal, they the defending champs. I'm still going to keep them as the defending. And as the killers of this division in the AFC East, Patriots remain king until I see somebody step up and do something about it.
The Patriots are, like you said, the Patriots are NFC champs, and they have a good team around Tom Brady. I like a couple pickups they had this year, Martellus Bennett.
They still got
Amendola. Yeah, they had Amendola, but Amendola haven't been playing that good. They still got Grunt. That's the main thing.
Martellus
I know Amendola.
Martellus Bennett.
I mean, they got most of the defense coming back. You can't really find any big holes in the Patriots team, though. I mean, you go
defense,
around.
They have holes in their offensive line.
You say that, but, you know, it really hadn't been proven. It hadn't affected them that much. I mean, yeah, they got everything has holes in, but the New England, their holes don't affect them that much. They still find a way to win. They still find a way to be competitive every year. I mean, so I say they don't have no holes until somebody beat them. I mean, I know what I'm saying. I just said you can't give up on the rest of the team. But like you said, though, until somebody can knock them off of that AFC East perch they're sitting on, you still cannot, you know, you can't say they got any holes because I haven't nobody even beat them yet. No team even come close in that league yet in the last couple of years. I just think they're way around the team. You know, I know people give Tom Brady all this praise and all that, like he's the best thing since sliced bread, but I just think as a team as a whole, they're just a good team, and they've been a good team for the last decade. More, really. Almost 20 years.
Yeah, they just lost a lot of players, man. They keep funneling them in and out. They keep bringing players in and out, figuring it out. They keep figuring it out. Somehow you feel like they're done. It reminds you of the Spurs. You would think the Spurs are done. You think the Spurs are done. They're going to never – they get too old, and all of a sudden they figure out a way. They figure out a way. They keep figuring out a way.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Patriots do. They figure out a way. They always figure it out. They replace players. I mean, they lost Darrell Revis the other year. They need the number one cornerback. They got a young player, Malcolm Butler, out of Western Alabama. He became the top cornerback out of nowhere. You know, they always find that player, though. Every year they find that player that the other team look over, the other teams they gave up on, who been problems on other team. Chris Long, they brought in Chris Long this year. Chris Long has been injury prone. He playing with the Rams. You know, his career been up and down. Chris Long might, you know, resurrect his career. Like you said, they bring in Martellus Bennett. You know, he had a couple of good years in Dallas. He had some great years. He had some decent years in Chicago. I think he'll be a great addition to their offense. Him on the other side of Gronkowski, let's give Tom Brady another man to throw the ball to. So, like I said, like you said, they always find a way to make their team work. So, I can't knock the Patriots because had nobody else knocked them off.
That's right. Now, man, we got to change subject real quick. We only got a little time left, man. Team USA, man, women and men, won the gold, man. The men played Serbia, laid the smack down. When everybody thought, when they played Serbia in the preliminary round, and it was a tight game and they barely beat Serbia, man, the USA, they JV squad beat everybody varsity. Basically, that's what just happened. The JV squad beat everybody varsity.
I'm not going to call them a JV squad. I'm just going to say they didn't have the best of the best. I mean, they had a lot of players that said they didn't want to play.
That's the JV.
You know, But you can't say that they had JV. Anybody with you had a, even though you know how I feel about Kevin Durant. They had Kevin Durant. They had Paul George. They had Carmelo. They had Kyrie Irving. They had Boogie. I mean, you cannot call it a JV squad.
Second tier.
Boogie's not
second
a second tier center. He's top tier.
He's not.
You know?
He's not. But,
who's better than
whole,
Boogie in the league right now? What center is better?
As a big, nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he's top tier center in the league right now. I mean, he's the best center. I mean, how many people can you put in front of Durant? How many people can you put in front of Paul George? Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, it ain't a lot. But if they didn't have Westbrook, they had LeBron, they didn't have Steph. They had James
Harden. I really don't think Westbrook would fit on that team this year. To be for real, they got the players who wanted to play, and they had a good enough team that they was gonna win a goal. Yeah, they had some tight games, but you know you just can't expect to blow everybody. I know we always expect the men's basketball team to blow everybody out, but you know these players are not starstruck anymore. They play in the league with these guys, and the international game is different. I mean, you can play zone defense. You can close the lane up. We basically have people going to the lane all day. So I can see some of these games being close, but when it was time to play hard, play for the goal, they showed you what they had. They beat them by 30 points. They had a 40-point lead at one time, I think. So, I mean, You just can't say that it was a JV team. Just say that all the best players didn't play this year. That's what I think. And as far as the women go, total dominance throughout, you know, they had a couple
close moments.
Yeah, but they had a couple close moments early in the game. Yeah, but, you know, hey, you got to look at it. Women's basketball in U.S. WNBA playoffs. What do you expect? What do you expect?
Yeah, because a lot of the countries, their women just take over for what's left. Well, whatever money they got left, will invest in the women. They mostly focus on the men, and most countries don't invest in their women like we invest in our women. But we don't play our women like we pay our men because we don't go out to see the women play. The only time we watch the women play is when they're first country. A lot of people don't go out to see the WNBA players play. And most times, the women make their money overseas. The best players in women's basketball in our country make the majority of their big money overseas in other countries who really want to watch basketball, period, because I feel like they care more about the game of basketball than just the stars of basketball. They're pure as fans are concerned. Like, they just want to see. They don't mind if Stephon Marbury, 38 years old, still playing basketball. They just want to see him play basketball. And I think that's the difference between our nation when we talk about sports or basketball in general and when the other countries and the other side of the world talk about basketball. They talk about it as pure as form. They want to see passing. They want to see big men shoot. They don't care about big men posting up. They want to see a run, flowing offense, moving the ball around. And I'm just giving respect to the women. This is me shouting out the women. We appreciate y'all. I go to the game. I love the Indiana Fever. I'm excited about the Sparks making the playoffs and Candace Parker turning around after the baby and the injury. And I can't wait to see Griner be great. I want to see what she can truly become because she's only figuring it out. And that's really it, man. I'm really just enjoying this NBA run. I'm really just enjoying it.
Well, like I said, if all that's the case, you know, you said about them going overseas and you know, they love basketball more over there, women's basketball, they pay attention to it more. Why don't they have better women players? If that's the case, if they put so much emphasis on women's basketball overseas, why when these teams come to the Olympics, the teams don't, they can't match up with the U.S.?
Because they don't have the talent we got. They just don't have the talent.
I mean, but if you over the years, you know, love this women's game so much,
I mean, you can't.
More than U.S. team does, somebody should come up in the ranks and be able to challenge U.S. team by now. Some team. But they hadn't made it yet, though. Japan looked pretty good, but, you know, we'll see.
They just don't get the talent we do. They just don't.
We can say that about the men basketball team, but they find a way to kind of keep the game close.
Yeah, they just don't have the talent we do. They just don't have the talent. Also, man, I also want to talk about, man, Madden's out, man. Remember we used to play Madden all the time, man? Madden's out again. Madden 17 out. And I'm telling you, Madden was cold. When I was growing up, Madden was cold. When I got to college, I really fell in love with Madden. I was playing with my friends. I had the Redskins. I think Vance had the Miami Dolphins. And we would play all the time. Like, I got a date. No, I got to get this Madden on. We got the draft tonight. And I had the Redskins. I won a championship with Quincy Carter as my quarterback. I got him in free agency. And I won a championship with Quincy Carter. That's how you know it's fake. When you win a championship, Quincy Carter is your quarterback of the Washington Redskins. OC had the Steelers. Pookie had Oakland. From Pookie had Mike Williams because he had the draft class. See, that's when you could be able to have the college kids and you upload the draft class, you could draft the college kids. Pookie had Mike Williams on one side, Randy Moss on the other. And it was ugly. I traded Champ Bailey for Randy Moss. And I didn't know Pookie had another lockdown corner. And he had two lockdown corners. And Vance had the Miami Dolphins. And he traded for Michael Vick. And I tell you, man, tell them about this.
I mean, I don't really have to tell them about Vic. Everybody know what Vic did back in those days, especially on Madden. But I want you to tell them, how did you actually win that championship? What did you do to win that championship? That's what I want to know.
What question called I won fair and square. Now, the one I got the quarterback from Bowling Green, I think it was Josh Harris. I changed the name to Dante.
You sure you won with Quincy Carter fair and square?
My second one won fair.
I don't think you won any one fair and square. But go ahead.
You can't change all my Super Bowls because I had one bad one. One when I finagled my way like Bill Belichick. I went to college. I used the resources around me to win that Super Bowl.
But how did you win the Super Bowl? What was the resources you used?
I used the resources around me. I used the resources. I'm not here to discuss the resources I used for that championship.
So you're not going to say how you won a championship. You're just going to say you won, huh? Did you cheat? Well, we're going to leave it alone, and you cheat. Yeah, so you know.
I cheat. I used the player card. The cheating NFC Championship to beat our fans in football. Is that what you want to hear? Are you happy now?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. How you got a black ring, you know. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. You cheated to win championship because you knew you couldn't beat me. That's all I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. I wanted another shot at Pookie. Marvin Brown, that was the Super Bowl. I wanted another shot at him.
He was in the AFC. I beat him that year to play in the Super Bowl against you. Yeah.
And I cheated in the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay.
And you cheated in the Super Bowl.
I got one black ring. But I got one clean ring.
When you start winning with your friends, you say you do.
It get a little dice because you want them bragging rights. And the draft classes, we had draft key. That's what you kids are missing, the draft classes. Barron's drafted Stonehands, Nathan Vasher. Oh, man, them kids was coming out of Florida and Texas. Oh, man. Vance, you remember Nate? Remember Stonehands?
Yeah. I remember Stonehands. I also remember the year you cheated to win the Super Bowl, though.
Oh, man, you're going to keep going back to the cheat, man. Listen. All right, y'all. We appreciate the love for the show today. Man's going to keep bringing up the ring that I finessed my way to. But, you know, that's all right. Peace and love. We'll see y'all tonight. We out.